August 27th edition of the What's On Your Mind Preview Hour. I'm Scott Hinton with Mark Scogrebo. Check news, sports, weather. Steve Bakken and I will give you a little run through what you can expect next hour on the program we call What's On Your Mind, joined by 550 K-Fire and KCJB in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, along with the stations you're listening to now, AM 1100 The Flag, or AM 1090 KTGO. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Well, I'm frightened.
You're frightened?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you frightened?
A sleeping teen was bitten by a wolf.
Was that right?
It just seems like some kind of a horror movie.
Where did that happen?
Well, in the headlines, my eyes just saw it and I got frightened. It happened. A solitary wolf built a 16-year-old boy sleeping outside his tent near Lake Winnebagoche on Sunday. The first documented wolf attack in Minnesota history. The boy from Solway.
There's a real surefire way to not have to be worried about that situation, and it would be not to sleep outside a tent.
Well, yeah, but it had never happened before. That's like saying, don't sleep outside if you get hit by the first meteor of all time.
Yeah. I thought maybe Syria might probably be a bigger headline than the wolf bite, but I don't know.
Well, you know, I guess Syria is so painful to me.
Is it?
And it's the parallel. I got the Star Tribune this morning, you know, about Kerry condemning Syria as a moral obscenity. It is. Did you look at that row of men, women, and children? It's so... You look at it and you can't believe the atrocity of hundreds and hundreds of people indiscriminately slaughtered. And it's not a good way to go with that poison.
What should we do about it?
Yeah, it's not clear because...
And before you answer that, we have to remember and refresh everyone's memory that President Barack Obama at one point during this whole debate over how to handle what was going on in Syria said that there was a red line. And the red line is they can't cross that red line of using chemical warfare. Well, they have.
They have.
So that now, I think, adds into what our response needs to be.
Well, he's either credible or he's not. And now he's in this incredibly ticklish and situation of both Iran, the most powerful military force in the Middle East, aside from us, and Russia weighing in, saying, be careful, be simple. Look at Syria, how nice they are. They let in the UN inspectors who immediately got shot at.
Yeah, it tells you a lot about those two, doesn't it?
Oh, my.
They're arguing against any kind of response to this?
But he's going to have to put the ball in their court. They've got the four big ships out in the Mediterranean, all armed with Tomahawk missiles. They're talking no-fly zone. No boots on the ground, but I think Syria is going to get serious bomb damage, and then Russia will have to see.
We're going to take the pulse of the planes on this issue today, and I welcome your input beginning now, if you want, at 855-200-1776. My guess is the vast majority of people we'll chat with today about this will say, you know what, we've got a plate full. We ought not get entangled in these things. Stay away. Can we afford to do that?
This is a great mass murderer.
Exactly. 100,000 dead.
And this guy can be stopped, or he is stronger than the mishmash, pish-posh, amalgamated opposition who, yes, some of the characters are really bad. The biggest problem for us is the Al-Qaeda, the Muslim Brotherhood elements of the opposition. You know, we definitely already have armed some very bad people who hate us and Israel, in the name of defending them against an even worse dictator, Syria, you know. But we can't let him continue to slaughter children. America has always stood against this. And
so you would argue for a strong response.
A strong, hard, I would really hit Assad in where it hurts, and decimate his air, a very pinpoint. Be careful about collateral damage. Take out his home. Pull a Reagan on this guy. I tell you what, after Reagan thumped a few of Muammar Gaddafi's tents, he settled right down and started saying, oh, yes, sir, boss.
But this is a time for the United States to show its moral authority here.
I believe it is. Not to mention the fact that these people are a stone's throw from Israel, the most threatened democracy on earth.
And Russia and China? Warning against the military intervention doesn't in any way change your views. They say Moscow saying any such action would have catastrophic consequences for the region.
That's a big word. He said for the region. That's in the parsing of politics is, doesn't suggest that they're going to jump in with both feet. They have no aircraft carriers in the Gulf.
Didn't we use as one of our reasons for taking on Saddam Hussein the existence, the potential existence of chemical weapons?
Absolutely. The mere existence of them, the threat to employ them, and many people believe that he just
shipped them over to Syria,
that this might be the very stuff that got Bush so much egg on his face.
Yeah. Anyway,
wouldn't be fun to be Obama right now.
What do you think the U.S. response to Assad should be? To a chemical weapons attack on his own people? We're talking years now, right? Third year with more than 100,000 dead to this conflict. What should it be? And Republicans in Congress have been imploring the president to get off the sidelines on the issue. Do you know who, we're going to deal with that one today and welcome your take on it. Do you want to know who Miley Cyrus is?
Sure.
Did you see her little performance at the...
Her dad was achy, breaky heart, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I think she broke his heart.
Billy Ray Cyrus. I hope she broke her heart.
Was that the gal that I noticed that had sort of a skin-toned kind of a... thing, some kind of rubberized outfit?
It looked like a onesie that you put a little 2-year-old in at first, and then she removed that down to the bare minimum.
Yeah,
and this was at an award show. The reaction that I had was very similar to many in the audience. I don't know if you saw how a lot of the folks in the audience reacted, but it was just like...
Were they upchucking?
Jaw-dropping, are you kidding me?
I think it was a wardrobe malfunction in the dressing room.
I think it was a common sense malfunction.
Oh, big time.
I think it had nothing to do with wardrobes.
The thing that bothered me is they ran it again and again on CNN and all the news. You know, everything was in 5 o'clock news, 6 o'clock news. It again and again and again showed her palpitations.
Is this a need to just shock the senses evermore and, one up the next person?
Well, we're just about to come to the point where you almost can't do that other than Assad with his gas, and, of course, that wandering wolf.
It's unbelievable.
It is.
Very bizarre. Very, very bizarre. We're going to talk a little bit about the conservation efforts. There is talk of an effort underway to gather signatures to put on the ballot in North Dakota a question designated oil money for conservation. Now, the North Dakota legislature set up an outdoor heritage fund this past session with an inordinate amount of money. These folks want more.
What do they want to do with it?
Hug trees.
Well, that's always nice, except some of those scabby trees and you should worry.
I think what they want is they want an empire built, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they want to do.
You know what they really want to do? They want to take more and more land out of private hands and lock it up for any excuse.
Eric Osmussen of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, John Gottfried of the North Dakota Chamber of Commerce will talk about their concerns about it, so you're aware of it today on the program. Dwight Kiefert, who's a state representative from Valley City, is going to join us. The individual who defended himself against pit bulls and had a court hearing. His guns have been taken away, and Dwight Kiefert has said law enforcement overreacted to this.
His guns have been taken away for saving his wife's life?
Well, and maybe his own. Yeah.
Whoever took his guns away in the process, that should be literally shut down. Whoever participated in mitigating that man's Second Amendment rights to defend himself and his wife, they should be out of a job. Thank you.
And the hearing is this morning, so we'll be joined by Dwight right after the hearing today. 9:30 this morning. So
remember, folks, all public employees may be impeached.
Have you ever paid your kids to do homework, Mark? When they were growing up, did you say, good job, you did your homework, here's a buck?
I don't remember doing it quite like that, but straight A's, it seems like we had some sort of celebration.
So reward for a good grade, but not you did your homework, now you get your goodie.
I don't remember that.
Seems crazy to me. I mean, obviously, if you have someone that's having a difficult time of getting their homework, you'd want to be a parent, right? And you'd want to, motivate them and do whatever you can. But the idea of, you finished your homework, okay, here's $5 bill, it seems crazy to me.
Well, it is. It's yeah.
The Reuters story out about how
kids should be self-motivated, shouldn't they?
If they're not, you know,
Mom and Daddy won't be there at their next job giving them $13 to show up on time.
Exactly right. So anyway, we're going to ask our listeners about that today on the program as well. See what the Northern Plains parents do. Can't believe they do that. All that and more coming up. Stay tuned.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennen want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
It's been way too long since. All right, Steve Buchan and I are going to take your phone calls on a couple of hot topics today on the What's On Your Mind. Guests include the folks from the North Dakota Farm Bureau and the North Dakota Chamber of Commerce. We'll talk about this effort to get a conservation measure on the ballot. They want more oil money, basically. You know, they took a bite at the apple during the legislative session, and now they want more, and we're going to unpack that a little bit for you today. We're going to follow up on the situation at Valley City with the individual who lost, was arrested, and is now suing to get his guns back, and because he defended himself against some pit bulls. State rep out there, Dwight Kiefer, doesn't like the side the law enforcement is on this, so he's going to join us today on the program as well. Steve Buchan is here. Here's a couple of the topics we'll tackle today on the program. Miley Cyrus, are you an MTV fan? Did you watch the awards?
No, Steve? I'm not, and I did not watch that, but it's like, oh my gosh.
You've no doubt heard about it since.
All over social media and I don't know how you can miss it now.
Yeah, and now it's everywhere. For one, it was on MTV. It was part of their awards program. And
Lady Gaga, you might have crossed the line.
The Parents Television Council is outraged about this, mostly because they labeled the rating on this as appropriate for 14-year-olds. But then you had Lady Gaga at the start. You know, she strips down to a bikini in the opening act, and then you had Miley Cyrus. What was that, anyway? I mean, that was...
Yeah, well, Miley Cyrus, not once, but twice, with the duet on Blurred Lines and then on the whatever the heck she was doing with the teddy bears.
No, the whole thing was just very... It was, like I say, it was... No, I don't know. What... Do you think that's all planned? Do you think that's part of the act, or you think that's just, okay, I'm losing my marbles here.
Robin Thicke, whose hit song is Some of Blurred Lines, and had a very controversial adult video out earlier this summer with the topless women in it, his wife signed off on that. And reports are his wife knew about the performance that was going to take place, and she signed off on that, too, so...
On which one? The Miley Cyrus act?
Yeah, the duet with Miley Cyrus.
So, in other words, this was all planned.
Yeah. Now, the scary part is, do you know what the ratings were for the award show?
I do not.
Over a 14.
So, well received.
Well received.
Who watches well that crap? Unbelievable.
You know, I think it's indicative of the culture we have now where it's about reality television and shock value and things like that. People tune in for the shock value. They know there's going to be a shock value. They know something's coming. Something will happen.
Yeah, it's a sad day. A question we're asking, what is the Miley Cyrus spectacle at MTV's Video Music Awards say about our culture? High ratings, as Steve mentioned. Were your kids among them? Were you watching? Thankfully, we have some groups.
I know a lot of parents that let their kids watch and then, you know, necessarily didn't monitor what their kids were watching. They just let them watch. Very upset because... the way it was rated, and it was presented to be rated, and then it wasn't even close.
Concern Women for America, Parents Television Council, among the groups that are up in arms over this and pushing back a little bit. I don't know that it does any good. You kind of have a 1 or 2 day story, and then it seems to go away. But anyway, we're going to talk about that. Speaking of parents, I have a question for the parents in our audience, the wise parents of the Northern Plains. You ever paid your kids to do homework? I didn't ever get paid for homework myself. I think that's a kind of a crazy idea. What do you think, Steve?
I got paid for grades.
Well, that's a reward. That's right. I mean, that's a good
dollar an A and 75 cents a B and anything worse than that, I owed money.
That's a different deal, though, to me. Yeah, I mean, that's reward for hard work and a little bit of an incentive, and you know, but homework seems like it's I'm paying you to get out of bed in the morning, right? I mean, look, homework's part of the game, part of the process of learning.
It's part of your responsibility. How many kids in today's society don't have responsibility?
Exactly. Do not get that at all. Anyway, there's a new story out. Reuters, I think, published this story, but we'll share some of the details of that and. You'd be amazed to hear folks using this as an effort to motivate their kids. We are going to talk, as I mentioned, about the ballot measure that signatures are being gathered for to designate oil money for conservation. And mind you, the North Dakota legislature set up an outdoor heritage fund, set aside a boatload of money, and these folks want more. Is that something you support? We're going to ask you that question. We're going to talk with... a couple of folks about that today, and welcome your input on it. And Syria is one we certainly need to spend a little bit of time on because it is heating up. If your Secretary of State John Kerry, if you're President Obama, if you're members of Congress, what do you advocate here? What do we do? We got a monster who's killed over 100,000 people. He's now used chemical weapons. Mind you, the war in Iraq was about the presence, potentially, of chemical weapons. This monster has used them. We have proof of the chemical weapons attack. So what do we do? What would you do?
Keep our nose out of it.
Keep our nose out of it. Now, mind you, the President of the United States at one point warned Syria, hey, chemical weapons, you use them, that's a red line. You can't cross it. Warned them. Now they've done it. You still move the line a little bit and say, well, not so much.
No. Do we need that morass? Absolutely not.
So just let a monster be a monster.
You know what?
I'm guessing if we did one of those, if we had a little button, if we had a little button that every listener could push, good God-fearing conservative, I say conservative in the sense that that's sort of just in our culture, right? Not so much politically, but I mean,
is it our job?
Northern Plains people, I think they'd agree with you.
Take care of ourselves.
I think most people would push the button and say, Steve's right. Just stay the heck out of it.
We can't even take care of the issues going on in this country. What gives us any clout to go into another country and start dictating policy? Is it wrong? Horribly wrong. Is it tragic? Horribly tragic. We need to take care of ourselves. We've got a messed up country here.
Couldn't the same argument have been made about Hitler? I mean, you at some point you decide this is too big a threat that we have to intervene, don't you? Well, how is he any different than Hitler?
How is he any different than the situation in Uganda in the 70s or any other country? Yeah. It's not our job to be the police force for the world. Do you want to be the UN? The UN certainly likes our dollars. We pay for most of it.
And if they actually were what they intended to be, a group like that could go in and take care of it. Of course, they're all feckless.
Yeah, but they're not.
We're going to tackle all those topics and more today on What's on Your Mind, 855-200-1776. If you can't wait to weigh in, do it now. Otherwise, join us coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Bakken is buzzing about drill and dry absorbents from Green Technologies. Green Technologies is the exclusive distributor of drill and dry, a product that can save you time and save you money in the oil patch. It is the best all-natural absorbent product specifically produced for oil field applications. Drill and dry from Green Technologies. Find out more at gtmwt.com. That's their website, gtmwt.com, or call 855-246-4312. It's a fine-grade product with unique properties made as an efficient absorbent commonly used for oil and water cleanup, spills, and other environmental remediation. And the high absorption results in rapid drill bit cuttings drying. High internal void volume results in savings up to 30% too. Drill and dry. The best all-natural absorbent specifically produced for oil field applications. Green Technologies is the place to get drill and dry. Call 855-246-4312 or online at gtmwt.com.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Surprise, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stop keeping track. Talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. I know someday that it'll all turn out. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet.
Friends, the What's On Your Mind preview show continues. I'm Scott Hannon. Mark Skogerbo is here. Happy Tuesday to you. How you doing, Mark?
I'm quite nicely, thank you.
Heading out for Williston, North Dakota a little later on. Eric Cantor, one of the top Republican leaders, is in North Dakota for a Bakken tour tomorrow.
Oh, and that's great.
So I'll be staying at the Target Logistics Bear Paw Lodge tonight in Williston.
Cool.
How about that? Hanging out with a bunch of folks will be part of that tour tomorrow.
Will you pick up my spaghetti pot and tie over at the radio station?
Oh, for sure. heading there on Wednesday after the tour, and then we'll be doing the show actually at Bear Paw Lodge.
Will he stay there for a couple?
Target Logistics. I think he's there tonight.
So you're gonna be there at a supper with him.
Yeah, I don't know what time he arrives, but tomorrow is the main event. So he will be he'll be meeting with folks. At the Bear Paw Lodge tomorrow morning. We'll have coverage of that, and then he'll head out and tour the Bakken.
How cool. Are you going to be right with him at his right hand?
We'll tag along and see what he sees. And
are you going to broadcast from out there?
Yes, we are. So the show tomorrow...
Is Steve with you?
He will be. Yeah. So we'll be at the Bear Paw Lodge tomorrow for the show.
Very cool.
And the tour is going to start, I think, shortly after 9, so we'll catch up with him as the show wraps up. But anyway, looking forward to that. How's your twins doing?
Well, they did about it perfectly yesterday. They had the day off.
They can't lose when they'd have the day off.
No, but Herman is shining as Joe Mauer is suffering from cobwebs from too many plunks on the head. Guardy likes him. We're looking ahead, of course. The Twins have only won 57 games, and there's like 33 games left. So, you know, they got to win 5 more to avert 100 losses. So, and if they could win 15 more, if they win half their games, they can get down to 90. They can only lose 90 games, so.
Only lose 90 games.
And that's wonderful, because last year they lost 96, and the year before that, 99. This is tremendous improvement. At this rate, they'll win every game within 15 years.
I'm not sure that's something they want to put on the wall.
But anyhow, and I've, of course, I'm holding my breath about if they're going to unload more. No, just when he's starting to come out of his injuries and his concussions, and he's had some spasms of true greatness, Killebrew-esque-ness in the last month. But you know, he's floundered for a couple of years, and he would command a few dollars, but I sure like the idea of having the M&M boys. You know, when you remember Maris and Mantle, how much fun that was, and Morneau and Mauer are two icons, really, of the Twins. They're big time, and I would really like to see the loyalty go both ways. I really like that. This guy has been a tremendous team guy, tremendous leader.
Is the front office talking? Anybody talking? Do we have any idea?
It's just absolutely a vacuum now, but we're almost out of time. The Yankees, a lot of people got to be thinking about it to get the bat in their big. They've got about a week left, or it's almost out of time, though.
Do you think if nothing happens that they figure something out of the offseason, or do you think he's gone either way?
He would have to be a very gracious man to have taken this abuse. Even Gardy weighed in and said, this just isn't right to treat him that way. He's been so solid, so positive, worked so hard. But his love for the Twins and his friendship with Mauer is real. And, you know, when they first met, Mauer put on some pads. They were in a sports store and said, get it by me. Put on some goalie pads, you know, and let there they are in a sports store. And they're like a couple of kids. And, yes, they've both been injured and been stymied and married and, you know, all of the things of life. But I just hope that they offer him the respect of a good contract for 5 years. But if they don't, somehow I'll have to get my lip off the ground and move on because I'll always love the Twins. I might not like their – I don't like their ownership. I'm not proud of these the way these Poleds are acting.
Well, you give it to them. Maybe they'll wake up.
But I do have some – I am unhappy a little bit about Felton. You know, he's suspended for 3 games because of substance abuse. I was hoping that wasn't a Viking thing. To tell you how important he is, Peterson said he's worth 500 to 700 yards a year to my game. He's that good of a blocker. He's really stout. And so we start the season with that vacuum, a crushing fullback blocker for Peterson. So that isn't that great, but Peterson is healthy, and we'll get to see what the Vikings really have. Probably the most positive sports note in our area is the Red Hawks. They've got 1 series, 4 games at home left with Amarillo Sox, a team I used to go see when I sang for a living in Amarillo. And wonderful. That's when I really got to like the intimacy of double-A ball. You can get right up close, and they're funny. There's a sense of humor. You know, we got Noodleman out here he's just crazy as a loon singing and dancing out there at the Newman Stadium.
You should probably explain that he's a character.
He's a character that comes out and dusts the field and does strange dancing and he wears funky teeth and he's funny. You know, he's a very funny. He looks a little bit like Jerry Lewis and his name is Noodleman. And I think Aaron got a couple of pictures of him when we went out to the game on Friday night. Very dynamic team, great power, great pitching. Gave up 4 runs in the first inning, and then the Red Hawks fought back to win the game 5-4. Now their magic number is 1. If they win 1 game, then they're in the playoffs. And I think there's 6 games to play, 6 or 7. And so they have the next 4 at home. They're going to get the magic number if they only win 1 of the games against the Sox from Amarillo. And so it could be a very big night tonight. And happy.
It's a good thing.
It's a very good thing. And, of course, football is all over the place. We're going to there's going to be some real excitement about, you know, NDSU is the Bison going to Kansas. Wow. Pretty cool. It's a big league game, and if they could pull that one off, it would be pretty stunning.
Sioux on Thursday open up their football season, and the Bison on Friday.
Yep.
It's time.
It is football time, folks.
Unbelievable. All right, anything else on sports?
Nope, that's about it, except my favorite tennis tournament. You know, I actually was going to go there. I had a goal, a life goal. I was writing a book, Marky Farkey Goes to Flushing Meadows. Because I wanted to be in the U.S. Open. And I would work really hard at tennis when I was 33. This guy was going to pay me to go out there. I'll tell you what happened. I watched Rocky. I got so pumped up I couldn't sleep for 72 hours. I mean, I did push-ups, pull-ups, ran around. I wrote this whole outline, Marky Farkey Goes to Flushing Meadows, a 33-year-old that decided he's going to go to the U.S. Open. And I found a guy. I was singing at a place called the Pelican Restaurant. And a guy who came in, there was a construction guy. He said, I really like this idea. I'll give you $100,000. You go to, and I said, I'm going to write this book, and I'll give you half of it, and I'm going to win, lose, or draw. I'm going to try to go to the U.S. Open. The odds are really, honestly, pretty futile. that I'm going to get there, but I'm going to do everything I can. Before it was over, I had probably the biggest serve in Amarillo. They called it, I had this first metal racket, and people called it Excalibur. And yes, I had actual serious delusions of grandeur, and then his funding never came through, so, and I'd lost my voice to surgery. So then I started driving a pottery truck. And 2,000-3,000 miles a week, and I got pretty fat pretty fast.
I think you should have a segment of your show every day where you talk about a different job you had at one time.
Right? Yeah, I've had a lot of jobs. You know, one of my favorite was grave digging.
You've told me that before.
It was out in country churches, it's a reverent job. You know, when you think about you are preparing for the mortal remains of somebody, it's really, and then I actually dug the grave for my mother-in-law, a great, great lady. Save the topsoil so we can have good flowers and, you know, did it by hand. Don't believe in any backhoe thing.
You don't?
No. And I could do, in rough soil, I could do a really nice grave in 3-4 hours. So I'd do 2 a day. Got pretty good shape, too.
Day like today out there, would that be a little tough on you?
No. I remember I lived in Texas for a long time. I played tennis tournaments in Texas. It was 100 degrees. I remember one tennis tournament, I lost 12 pounds in the tennis tournament.
Folks, for more of the same, you're going to have to tune in for Mark after the What's on Your Mind program on AM 1100 The Flag, and right after Rush Limbaugh on KTGO 1090. So tune in, Mark. ABC News is saying that President Obama's red line on Syria isn't quite as straightforward as it's been made out to be.
Oh, is that called the creation of wiggle room? Here?
I guess, I don't know. The president is facing a complicated decision on Syria, they write, with the White House now expressing very little doubt that the regime of Assad used chemical weapons in an attack Wednesday outside Damascus. Some U.S. lawmakers calling for a military response or at least an update on what options are being considered. Today, the Office of House Speaker John Boehner asserted Syria has crossed the red line staked out by Obama last year. The use of chemical weapons on its own people. The Syrian regime has blatantly crossed President Obama's red line. The White House has acknowledged by using chemical weapons on its people. And so they're calling on him to pony up.
You know, we might have a very explosive Labor Day. It's because we've got four powerful ships right within Tomahawk distance now.
If he chooses to act, the president must explain his decision publicly, clearly, and resolutely, said the Speaker's office. The use of chemicals itself was not exactly Obama's original red line, says the report, as he laid out during a news conference at the White House a year ago. For purposes of expediency and practicality, media outlets have simplified the red line as this. If Syria deployed chemical weapons against its own people, it would have crossed the threshold with the White House. But what Obama said was a little less clear, as usual. Here's the exact quote. We have been very clear to the Assad regime, but also to other players on the ground, that a red line for us is we start seeing a whole bunch of chemical weapons moving around or being utilized.
A whole bunch of chemical weapons moving around.
That would change my calculus. That would change my equation. Well, it seems to me that...
utilized.
We've not only moved them around, we've used them.
There's no ambiguity there.
No.
They've moved them around and used them. His hands are tied by his own rhetoric, and if he backs out,
so we got to parse a whole bunch now. Or?
It doesn't work.
Yeah,
doesn't work.
And of course, he didn't exactly say what would happen if the red line was crossed.
That's his true wiggle room.
Yeah.
You know, he could have a weather balloon go.
I was going to call and shout at him really loud and say, "Don't do that anymore." Yeah,
yeah. Throw some stones at him.
Yeah. Anyway.
Let's fly over and drop some naughty messages.
Stay tuned, folks.
Miley Cyrus can dance.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
There's a lot of big equipment all throughout the Bakken that costs a lot of money. Big rigs that are expensive. And you know what? My friends at Legacy Steel Buildings would like to help you protect those assets. The closer you look at Legacy Steel, the better they look. Because they're the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. If you think that's just talk, call them for a free price quote, and you'll find out why thousands of folks, when they need everything from a trucking warehouse to a garage workshop, airplane hangar, a church, warehouse, horse barn, arenas, anything, any kind of building, place of worship, classroom building, police station, they call Legacy Steel Buildings when they ask for Bach and Bruce. Tell them Scott sent you. And when you do, congratulate them for being the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. The North Dakota Exporter of the Year, because they're doing business in 100 countries around the world, and they're doing it well from the great state of North Dakota. Bach and Bruce, 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product, really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight. Body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and it'll lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. FlagFamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. FlagFamily.com, Youngevity link.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Chef 5-Minute Meals, the complete self-contained bug-out meal. No water needed to rehydrate this survival food. Everything for a hot home-style meal is already included. Steaming hot in just 5 minutes, anytime, anywhere. Perfect for disasters or distress, yet great for every day. Shelf-stable for 5 years without refrigeration. For a limited time, buy a 12-pack of assorted meals and get free shipping to the lower 48. Order at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to powerplucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
It's 70 degrees at this hour on Williston. Tioga 68 degrees, Minot at 66. Other end of the state. Grand Forks, 61 degrees at this hour. Fargo at 68 degrees. Taking a look at temps around the region and a quick check of our forecast as well. Let's start in the valley. Patchy fog before 10 this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny and a hot. High near 92 today. Heat index values up there are 96 with a light wind. Tonight, partly cloudy, 68. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, 92. Wednesday, some showers and thunderstorms. That'd be welcome, wouldn't it? Didn't get enough yesterday in the east. Still a little smattering here and there. Mostly cloudy, a low around 70. Thursday, chance of showers and thunderstorms again. Partly sunny and high with a high near 90. Thursday, clear, low around 67. Friday, sunny, high near 89. Saturday, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly sunny and hot, 90. In the oil patch today, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1. There is a chance on and off today. Mostly sunny otherwise and hot with a high of 95. Calm winds tonight. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 5 a.m. Wednesday, 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny, 88. Wednesday night, showers and thunderstorms likely. Thursday, sunny, high near 87. Thursday night, 65. And Friday, Chance of showers, thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 90 degrees. And again, 68 at Devil's Lake, 61 Grand Forks, 68 Fargo, 73 WAP, 66 Jamestown at this hour, and 64 Minot, 70 Williston, 68 Tioga, 68 down in Dickinson. Here's what John McCain says. We better be planning in the way of a response with Syria. Not just some drop a missile attack deal, but this is going to take some thinking. Here's what he says.
If the United States stands by and doesn't take very serious action, not just launching some cruise missiles, then, again, our credibility in the world is diminished even more, if there's any left.
If there's any left. Wow. Fox News Channel chat with John Bolton, the former U.S. ambassador to the U.N. Let's see what he has to say about action in Syria that some say is imminent.
That we're on the brink of something here. What it's going to be, we don't know.
Right. Well, I think the president is certainly going to use military force, having drawn this red line in the heat of our 2012 presidential election campaign, apparently without much reflection, and then having ignored it 5 or 6 months ago when there was first substantial evidence of the Assad regime using chemical weapons. I think the president will look even more foolish than he is already if he doesn't use military force, but it ignores the more fundamental question: what's the objective of using the military force? What's he trying to accomplish? When does he know he will have used enough? And so far we don't have answers to those questions. I think it's symptomatic of the disarray in the administration's policy in Syria specifically, but in the Middle East in general.
There's this idea that you could launch a punitive attack, punishment in essence, for having used chemical weapons, and that you need to do that in order to make it clear to anybody else out there who might want to do this against people that they would also receive that kind of retaliation. So just sort of an it ends, in the means of itself, so to speak. What do you think about that?
I think that's feel good, as Elliot Cohen called it, therapeutic bombing. How punitive is punitive enough? I think you could see a situation where the use of some military force, even substantial cruise missile strikes, actually leaves the United States credibility worse off. If Assad remains in power, that says to countries like Iran, they're doing this for their own domestic political reasons, and we can withstand it. And in any event, just to be on the safe side, let's get our nuclear weapons put together sooner rather than later. The people who have wanted to aid the rebels in Syria are going to use the chemical weapons as an argument for a policy they wanted to all along. It's still not clear to me why it would be in America's interest to replace Assad with the rebels who are infiltrated with al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups.
Right. Let's listen to Charles Krauthammer from Special Report last night and get your thoughts on that.
To do a strike or two that destroys a building or two would be worse than useless. When our embassies were attacked in Kenya, in Tanzania in 1998. Clinton came out, I think he was also in the vineyard. He lobbed a few missiles into empty tents in Afghanistan. It showed the world he was unserious. After that was the coal. After that was 9/11.
Is there a parallel there, do you think?
Well, I don't have a clue what Barack Obama is going to do. Trying to understand his strategic thinking is like trying to nail jelly to a wall. I'm sure that he's going to use military force, but until we see what it is, he has given no clue what the objective is. He's given no indication that he intends to follow through on it. And I very much feel that this is a reaction to the box he put himself in rather than the application of sound strategic thinking.
Which is a little unnerving to some, since it was said to have been an ad lib when he made that first comment about the red line, and not something that he necessarily intended to say that day. But what would you do in his shoes right now?
Well, if I were in his shoes, I'd roll the clock back about 5 years and start over again. But in the circumstances we face now, which are undesirable from America's point of view in many respects, since he's going to do something, and there's no doubt about that, I would try to target the chemical weapons stockpiles. Now, that's difficult. It's dangerous.
Well, no kidding. I mean, don't forget, Iraq was about the possibility of the presence of chemical weapons. Here they've been used. So at a minimum, we got to go there, don't we? What's your take on this? 855-200-1776 coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.